Hi, and welcome to this installment of the Introduction to Law Notes. Today you're listening to Chapter 11, Defenses for Criminal Conduct. Common Defenses for Criminal Conduct. In our criminal justice system, persons accused of crimes are innocent until proven guilty. Defendants don't have to prove they're innocent. The prosecution must prove that the defendant is guilty. During a trial, the criminal defendant and the defense attorney do everything they can to prevent the prosecution from proving guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. Number one, justifiable conduct. With this defense, special circumstances exist, such as the defense of yourself or others. Number two, excusable conduct. With this defense, you're acting under the authority of your job. The police or military could cite excusable conduct. Number three, intoxication. While as a general rule, intoxication is a voluntary state and is not a valid defense, but it may be used to prove that the defendant was unable to form the actual intent required. Number four, involuntary conduct. This occurs when an act was committed with no voluntary self-control. Sleeping, a seizure, a reflex action would all be examples of involuntary conduct. They must prove, though, that there was no mens rea or mental state that existed when the act was involuntarily committed. Duress. Under this defense, a third party causes a person to act by exerting influence over them, creating a fear for their own safety or the safety of others. Defense number six, necessity. This occurs when the defendant is compelled to react to a situation that is unavoidable in order to protect life. Number seven, mistake. The first defense here is mistake of fact. This is when the individual reasonably believes what they have done is not illegal. And then mistake of the law. This occurs when the individual actually believes what they are doing is legal under one statute, but it's actually illegal under another. Number eight, entrapment. This occurs when the defendant alleges law enforcement created a situation that would lead a law-abiding citizen with no criminal intent to commit a crime. Number nine, insanity. Sometimes referred to as the Manhattan rule, the defendant must prove that their mental impairment, one, prevented them from understanding the criminal nature and quality of the criminal act, and two, prevented them from determining whether the act was legal or illegal. The irresistible impulse defense. The defendant here would claim that an insane impulse controlled their will and caused them to commit the crime. And finally, the model penal code test. This is also known as the substantial capacity test. The defendants are insane if they can prove, one, that they lacked the substantial capacity to appreciate the criminality of the act, and two, that they lacked the substantial capacity to conform to the requirements of the law.